The third highest mountain peak in the world has always been on my bucket list. Not because the highest, Mount Everest, is not cool, but because the third highest peak, or the Kanchenjunga, is much easier to see from India. You can see it from a hotel room. No hiking needed. In the Himalayan state of Sikkim, I was staying in a beautiful hotel, the Chumbi Mountain Retreat, which had the best views of the mountain, up close and magnificent. You could almost see base camp, said Ugyen Chopel, the man who built the hotel from scratch.
From the 50 rooms, barring 5, all the 45 rooms have a view to the mountains.
I had one of those rooms with a view. I set the alarm for 5 in the morning and went to bed. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The alarm went off. I padded to my window, pulled open the curtains and saw white clouds. Everything was just covered in white fog. Not a hint of mountain. That night it rained. Oh, that's a good sign, said my writer friend from Sikkim. The morning will be rain-washed and clear. Except in the morning it was still raining. Seeing the Kanchenjunga is a rite of passage in these parts. In the hill station of Darjeeling, tourists get up in the dead of night to drive up to Tiger Hill, a famous sunrise viewing point. So many people go there, there's often a traffic jam these days. But the mountain can still play coy. This morning, we had a view at 6, right from your balcony, the bellboy told me at my hotel once. But when I woke up the next morning at 6, it was defiantly foggy. To paraphrase Lewis Carroll, the rule is Kanchenjunga yesterday and Kanchenjunga tomorrow, but never Kanchenjunga today. Once I was invited to a literary festival in the hills, I accepted, partly because you could see the Kanchenjunga. Days before the trip, the festival was cancelled. The weather forecast said it was clear that week. The Himalayan state of Sikkim is tourist heaven. It's fully organic. I saw colourful folk dances. I sampled the local triple distilled rice brew liquor and the cheese made from yak milk.
So when you heat the brew, the steam is collected. So what you're drinking is actually the condensed steam. This is absolutely pure, absolutely organic, and absolutely healthy and medicinal.
But no Kanchenjunga. You should go in the winter, said some friends. It's cold, but also it's the clearest. I tried one December. We sat in the plane for hours. Late in the afternoon, they cancelled the flight. Too much fog at the destination. We came home and ate leftovers for lunch. We decided to give it a shot one summer. This time the plane took off. Our cottage was lovely, nestled against a bamboo forest that was home to the red panda. It looked straight across the valley to the Kanchenjunga, or so we were told. Unfortunately, we had arrived in haze season. We saw nothing. The frustration is part of the allure of the peak. There is some strange masochistic pleasure in being repeatedly thwarted in that endeavor, like that of a rebuffed lover returning repeatedly in plaintive courtship. But then one year, I was determined to break the curse. We booked a homestay in the tiny hamlet of Tinchule, known for nothing other than a spectacular view of the Kanchenjunga. It was winter. There was no heating at all, just fuzzy blankets. But I was assured there had been a good sunrise that morning. At 5, I put on my woolen cap and muffler and padded out. The horizon was turning pink. I could hear the strains of a Hindi song on the radio wafting up from the valley. The first birds of the morning were chirping. Where there had been nothing but inky darkness the night before, slowly the hills took shape in front of me in shades of lavender and grey, ridge after ridge. And beyond them, finally, the peaks. But hazier than I expected. My writer friend visiting Darjeeling sent a selfie with a picture postcard view of the snowy peak. I squinted at my mountain, still hazy. Bad luck, said my friend, gloating. That's when my partner suddenly pointed to the left. I turned And there at the edge of the frame, as it were, just beyond some trees, loomed a shimmering white massif. Kanchenjunga was right there, gleaming white, ringed with lazily drifting clouds. I gazed at it, open-mouthed. It seemed to wink at me. I had been looking in the wrong direction. Even as it revealed itself in all its glory, the Kanchenjunga had the last laugh. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Oh,